That's why it's illusion. Like all the causative phenomena is like illusion. Okay. So in the same. So one of the meditation, one of the meditation on emptiness, you see, different days to keep the mind in different meditation. Emptiness. So normally I suggest that you see that So there's, for example, you see, magician person, with the mantra, substance mantra, the audience senses, the illusion. So they see beautiful palace, and a beautiful man, woman, you see, and then there's a goal, golden elephant or whatever, anyway, all kinds of things. Magician person, illusion, the audience senses, and makes them to see like that. Or then can illusion even a city, even though. City, village, city, even like that. Anyway, so the audience, so there are two things. So the audience, you see, do not realize. There are people who do not realize their senses are illusion, but they do not realize that it's an illusion. And they believe the view or the appears to them is real. Maybe there's some people, some audience, you see, who know that they sense the illusion. Or the magician person himself, maybe has this illusion, but realize it's not true. The total non-existent, not true, you see. So that then there's a person whose mind, you see, do not get there. Not illusion, you see. Whose sense is not illusion. So and do not have this hallucination, you see. And knows all these hallucination, these appearances. And you see himself, you see, also the person do not have. Do not have, you see. Say, illusion. Yeah, it's illusion. So there's one. There's like these three. Three types of people. You see. Now similar. There's, you see, common older people, whom the eye action object the phenomena appeared them truly existent, due to ignorance. You see, past ignorance. All the middle level things appear truly existent, and then hold on to that 100% truth. Then there's you see those who realized emptiness, eyes and object things are, you see, those phenomena are realized empty, do not exist from their own side, do not exist at all from their own side. See. They're totally empty of existence from their side. So those who have that realization and who see eyes and object phenomena as illusion, like illusion, not illusion but like illusion, then there's of course higher beings who has wisdom directly perceiving emptiness. So you see, they have those sentient beings. They are sentient beings in the up to 10th bhumi. And then the arhatas, those Arya beings, you know, their wisdom directly perceive emptiness, you know, but they have a hallucination, true existence, except in the ego postulation, except when their mind is ego postulation, that time they don't have the true existence appearance. So they don't, during that time, they don't have to be absorbed. So not cut but absorbed. Only enlightened being didn't cut, you see, completely, you see, forever. So the also the mission person himself or some audience who say have hallucination but realize it's not true. So it's like that, you see, the person will realize them, like the Arya beings, there's Arya Bodhisattvas and the Arya, like Arhatas, the Arya, the lesser part, Arya beings, their wisdom directly perceived in the emptiness, you know, so that, you see. But they have, when they're not in composed meditation, they have the hallucination. But they see from the wisdom, see that they're empty. That. Then, of course, omniscience. The Buddha do not have truth. Buddha do not have truth in the parents. Completely ceased, you see, because what produces the true existence appearance is subtle dual view, that's such a subtle deformment, subtle imprint totally ceased. Led by the concept true existence totally ceased. So they do not have true existence appearance. So I suggest that one meditation in their daily life, you know, one day to do it, then your ignorance as a magician person, then your ignorance, you see, illusion to you. You yourself, the audience, and your ignorance as a magician person, then illusion to you, okay? Illusion to you. And then you see I, action, object, form, sound, smell, taste, everything, you see. Hell, enlightenment, sound, the samsara, nirvana, you know, happiness, problem, whatever. All the phenomena, you see. Then you see illusion, everything, you see, illusion world. So the your ignorance with the illusion, like the illusion person, the magician person, sorry. Then illusion to your senses, you the audience. So it's all this total hallucinated world, total hallucinated world, you see. Illusions. So you do that while you're traveling, while you're walking, while you're traveling, walking, while you're shopping, with that awareness, You go shopping without awareness. You go a job without awareness. You know. Ah, you are ignorant, magician person, like you are audience, then you have all these illusions here. Everything real, everything existing from the side. So everything existing from the side. And your car, the road, everything existing from that. Yourself, the car, road, driving, your house, your room, you know, every room, dining room, sitting room, toilet, you know, every room. Garden. Then go to shops. You know, every shopkeeper is existing from their own side. Say, what you are, ignorance, musician person, illusion, you see. Then, true reason, person, you see. Not merely level of mind, existing from the side. Oh, they all, you go to food section, or supermarket, you see. Supermarket, you go to food section. This many say, fifty or 100 have different types of vegetables, the fruits. Have then meat section, then meat. Have then all that. You see, then you meditate. You see the practice of awareness, illusion. You see, you are ignorant, magician person, illusion. You see. Everything real, true, existing from the outside. Then you see something which is totally empty there. Total nonsense there. From the outside, you see. Then department stores there, all the clothing for children, clothing for women, clothing for men. You see, candy, you are ignorant, magician person. An illusion, you see. Everything, you see, exists not merely labeled by mind. Even though everything is merely labeled by your mind. It's right now. Just a second before. Constantly, but you know, see, it exists from the side. So, see, and you, so, total hallucination, see, illusion, total empty there, right there. And then you go to a section of parts, you know, then you go to the section of the kitchens. All very inspiring knives. Very inspiring knives, you know. Very, very inspiring many things. Truly existing from the outside. See? Truly is there. Truly existing from the outside. So you are ignorant, same as this person, illusion, you all this, okay? Nothing exists from the outside, you see. Told him to that. Reality. So all of that. Then you go to makeup place, makeup. All these billion zillions of makeup, you know, place. You know, yeah. You know, all the parts of the bodies. You know, mouth, nose, ears, and you know, eyes. eyebrows. There's a lot of things with eyebrows. Then this one? Eyelash. There's a lot of things with eyelash, you know. Yeah, a lot of things, a lot of things on the cheek, you know. So anyway, yeah. So you are ignorant. You are ignorant, like magician person, illusion view. Everything truly exists. Everything truly exists from the inside. You say, not at all made level by mind. You know? I'm talking about the meditation. You see, like that. So even you go shopping, this one, amazing, wonderful, amazing, powerful meditation. That, so it becomes meditation session. It's not only shopping. It becomes session for meditation. It becomes session for very effective, very powerful, effective meditation session. The session doesn't have to be only on your heart cushion. Sit cross leg and close down the eye. Close down the mind. Close down everything. Then sooner or later sleep comes. So I think it's a very wonderful, very effective session in this way. You don't fall asleep, you know that. If you don't have to buy anything, you can still do that meditation. Go there. You know, go around the shops, you know, go around the supermarket and the department store. You don't have to buy, you just do meditation. Or a simple sightseeing. You know. You know, when you go to see waterfalls, or when you go to see mountains, or mountains, snows, or when you go to see old buildings, or when you go to see ruined places, you know, when you go to see ruined places, anyway. Same. It should become meditation session. For you. Doesn't matter what others do, but for you, meditation session, very effective, most powerful. Then you see here, whatever you're doing here, continue. You're taking essence of your life. Always taking essence. So you see, continuously, you are working for your liberation. See, and with Buddhism, you are working for enlightenment. So like that. So this way. Eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, doing job. Not only when you do the traditional practices. Even normal activities, then everything become antidote to samsara. Everything become antidote to samsara. Not cause of samsara, but antidote to samsara. To destroy samsara. Say the cause of samsara, the ignorance, to eliminate, to say. Everything becomes antidote to that. So everything becomes, you see, cause to achieve liberation. So that, see, if you done with bodhicitta, then cause of enlightenment. You see. People go for a walk for health. So much, you see. Whether you have a dog or not, you know. Of course, people have dog. Of course, you know. No matter how much you're busy, but the dog needs to go out, so you could go. You go a little bit out and then come back. See. how you about their dog or not, and they say, Oscar, well, but it'll be very wonderful, and your life become very rich, and in regards to collecting sense merits, happiness, cause of liberation, enlightenment. Some people can walk, you generate bodhicitta, motivation, and then you see, then during the time, either maintain bodhicitta or the, you know, you do use that for meditation bodhicitta or the emptiness. So similar here, one way of doing it, and you are ignorant, it's like magician person, and you are the audience, you are illusion. So all these roots and trees, and legs, could be this leg, but I think, you know, your leg, other people's leg, or the leg water leg. Anyway, so you see everything merely imitated by mind, and then merely imitated by mind, and all these that. Total non-existent, empty from its outside. So all these are just amazing, unimaginable, subtle. How subtle it is! I, action, object. I mean the whole thing, whole phenomena. What's called this and this and this and this and that. Unbelievable, most unbelievable, subtle. Just exists in mere name. In mere name. So therefore, I mean, just exists in mere name. Mere limited by mind. It's completely empty from its outside. From its outside. Exists, but it's empty. Empty, but exists. So, something most unbelievable, subtle. But you see, but I appeared everything. And then all this covered by hallucination, made real, is truly extended, decorated, covered, made everything real, you see. So the, like the, like they say, like the walls, you know, the stone brick wall covered by, you see, mud, colors, or floor, you see, like the table covered with broken, by hallucination, completely covered by hallucination, excellent, everything by hallucination, the truth, you see. So see, like illusion. See, the magician person, illusioned you. Is it? I sense that illusion like that. See, meditate, practice mindfulness. So wonderful. You see, even you don't have much time to meditate, which is sit and meditate. You know, too much time. But go for walking is easy. You know. There's not much time to sit down and meditate, but there's more time for go for walk. You see, that one is you find time very easily. So anyway, use that for meditation.